Moving over to a national story right now that kind of broke on Tuesday, as the Koch brothers, Charles and David Koch, announced on Tuesday that they were, through Americans for Prosperity, were going to be supporting Nikki Haley. That is going to throw all kinds. That is like Bruce Willis said in Die Hard, it's the fly in the ointment. It's the monkey in the wrench. What does it mean overall? Joining us now is a former congressional candidate, a political strategist, and host of the Raven's Radar podcast is Raven Harrison. Good morning, Raven. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you on this morning. Let's start with the most basic of questions. Koch brothers back, Nikki Haley. What does this mean?
Well, it means a huge influx of cash and a chance to kind of reinvigorate her campaign. Koch brothers are enormously wealthy. They're billionaires. The issue, and there always is one when you're talking about politics, is right now we still have Nikki Haley polling in the single digits. When you combine this this influx of money from the Koch brothers, what you've got basically is a little forward momentum, but it is not going to be enough to catch President Trump. There is no way that there's going to be a 50 point bridge gap. The other important thing to note is the Koch brothers have been historically and traditionally very anti-war. They've supported a lot of anti-war, anti-aggression campaigns. So the fact that they are aligning with somebody who has a lot of military and defense contracts and has a lot of financial gain from wars is a really interesting, they're not parallel platform.
I find it interesting. You don't think she's going to be able to make up ground once she starts seeing dollars? Because her single digits right now are without those dollars. And there's a long time to go. How much room do you think she can make up?
Well, let me clarify. I think that she will definitely make some forward momentum. I mean, there's no way she can. And this also takes the air out of the sails of the DeSantis camp, had been enjoying that beneficiary. But right now, as it stands with everything on the table and moving in, she's still got a 40-point deficit to overcome with President Trump. It has not been happening by anything that's organically happened in her campaign. So what you're looking at is you're going to see some forward momentum, but is it going to be enough to bridge a 40-point gap with the former president that she used to work for? I don't think so.
We're talking with political strategist Raven Harrison. Raven, you know, I keep saying we've got a long way to go, but really when you start to think about when the primaries are going to be, call it 4 months worth, right? That's about right.
Yes.
Before we really start to get into the thick of them. You mentioned Ron DeSantis, and that's obviously where this conversation has got to go because he was supposed to have a big night tonight. He's supposed to have a big night with the DeSantis versus Newsom made-for-TV event. The big debate supposed to be or is going to be tonight. Did this announcement on Tuesday completely take the wind out of the sails for not just tonight but DeSantis as a whole?
It does, it takes the engine out of the boat, out of the water. Because there really is nothing propelling this ship. You also have this debate, which I can, if I'm going to summarize all the feedback I've gotten across the political scape about what it means for Gavin Newsom and Ron DeSantis to be debating, is I think the summary is weird. Nobody is, it seems like two people who are not going to be president, you know, wasting time on a moderate platform is what it's been described as. So I don't see where that traction is going to go. So, but you've got DeSantis kind of hoping that Trump is going to fall on legal trouble, and you've got Gavin Newsom who's being prepped behind the scenes to slip in for Joe Biden. So that's the only interesting part of it. But this does, that's a huge blow to him before this. Huge momentum pressure.
No, absolutely. I mean, you say, where is it going to go? It's going to go to the bottom line. It's going to attract eyeballs and sell commercials. I mean, that's what this thing was made for, wasn't it?
Well, you would think so, but people are kind of over the debates, and people don't understand. This has never been done. Why someone who is, you know, polling in single digits is debating somebody else who's not even declared candidate. So it's a really interesting setup that we haven't seen this typically, but I think it's going to end the same way. Gavin Newsom needs this publicity, but he's a very polished speaker. So it'll be interesting to see how DeSantis, who traditionally doesn't always do the best in debates, is going to fare in this.
Let's walk down the next path, and that's the AFP path, the Americans for Prosperity path. And programming note, tomorrow morning, right here on Talk 107.3 FM, Scott Simon, State Director for Americans Prosperity, is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. I've got 2 minutes left with Raven Harrison, political strategist and the host of the Raven's Radar podcast. Walk us through this Americans for Prosperity angle of it, Raven, because what you're talking about with AFP is more of a grassroots effort. Yeah, there's a lot of Koch brothers money on the front end of it, but there's a lot of, they supported Donald Trump in 2016, and you've got a network here that you've got to get all in line. You've got a network of AFPs all over the country that not only do you have to have Koch brothers money, but you have to have buy-in and support on that grassroots level.
Correct. And there's been no question that Nikki Haley has had some grassroots support. I mean, she outwardly is a fantastic candidate in terms of she presents well. You know, she's got the authority as governor and some things that she's done. The issue that you have is coming out of the gate, you know, everything that's happened to Trump has made him more popular. So what they're looking for is something to re-energize the base. They need to re-energize, you know, the candidate they put up, and they're thinking that this is the polarity to the legal troubles that President Trump is having. However, we're dismissing what is making President Trump so popular. Is these are kitchen table issues. This war is not popular. We're funding both sides of it. And that is an angle that typically the Koch brothers are on the other side of trying to be anti-war. And she's got Boeing defense contracts. She's been described on many platforms as a warmonger. So they're going to have to do some messaging to put this out there in a way that's going to continue to propel it forward.
She is Raven Harrison, like we said, host of the Raven's Radar podcast, and also author of Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. We always appreciate a couple minutes, Raven. Great conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.